course, there are two things you can count on, death and taxes, but death doesn't keep getting worse every year.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I can't wait to turn 100. People will ask, what is your secret for getting this old? And I'll say in my robust voice, I bathe in tofu twice a week. I sleep on a bed of porcupine quills. I chew avocado bark and dandelion root. I drink a mixture of candle wax and dirt. I'm kidding, of course, but have you noticed the astounding lengths we go to avoid looking older? We nip, we tuck, we yoga size, we inject Botox, wear spandex, and buy juicers. We visit 40 million anti-aging websites. It seems the worst thing anyone can do these days is age. Allow me a brief rant. I'll try not to go all Andy Rooney on you here, but the idea that a woman's worth depends on how young she looks irritates me like fiberglass underwear. Humans now spend well past $200 billion a year on anti-aging products. $200 billion. The industry depends on discontent, on people despising the way they appear, on looking in the mirror and saying, oh no, that's horrible, help. The salespeople mock bags under our eyes and gray hair and rust spots and stretch marks. Hey, without stretch marks, none of us would be born. Often my wife and I hurry through airports and we are sometimes interrupted by smooth-skinned salespeople who thrust samples in front of us. And that's fine. They need a job. But when one guy said, you need this, I stopped in my tracks. Need what? I smiled. This will help, he said, you know, with the wrinkles. That was fine. I was still okay with this. But then he made a mistake. He looked at my wife, an absolute babe, as if to say, she needs it even more than you. I said, man, prepare to duck. He laughed. I kept smiling as I said, I hope you get to be our age and experience half the joy we have. We've been stark raving madly in love for nigh unto 4 decades, and it keeps getting better. Sure, stuff hurts and wrinkles happen, but you know what? We all die. It's how life works. What comes next is what we should be concerned about. Forgive me if I sound cranky, but the hope Jesus gives is awesome. I said something like this, then thought I should have been more gentle about it as we scurried off to catch a flight. But can I ask something? Who stripped the badge of honor from aging? I think it's time we put it back on and honored our elderly. I don't think we should act our age, but it's fine to look our age. Who are we trying to kid anyway? I say we honor the deeply etched wrinkles that come from a lifetime of service and struggle and self-giving. If we did, we'd spend less time on creams and gimmicks and more time listening to advice you can't accumulate before you're 40. I say our wives and daughters and mothers have more vital things to do than spend one more solitary minute worried about wrinkles or comparing themselves to ridiculous magazine covers. The next generation may thank us. If this earth is all we get, I understand spending it all searching for the fountain of youth. But I have found something better, the fountain of hope, the assurance that the best chapter is still to be read. Psalm 103 says, our days on earth are like grass. Like wildflowers, we bloom and die, but the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear Him. I talked to a man in his mid-90s who said, you know, I haven't really changed in 75 years. I've grown up a little, I guess, and I love Jesus more than ever, but I'm very young deep down. I think we should be more concerned about the deep down. Well, that's my rant of the day. I'll relax now. I feel better. I hope you do, too.
This month, a generous group of ministry friends have put together a match pledge of $25,000 to the Ministry of Laugh Again. So whatever your gift this month, it will be matched dollar for dollar up to $25,000. Now there's a great return on investment. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.